step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Teron Davenport, ESPN, NFL Nation Titans reporter. TD, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. I know you're a busy man today. Thank you for the time. So let's just start generally. Your thoughts on the free agent haul that the Tennessee Titans have made so far today?
Yeah, they addressed a lot of needs. They set themselves up in a pretty good situation going into the draft. Still need to get that center situation figured out, and there's some things that they could do there. But I think overall, you know, they added players that it's very clear they're familiar with, and there's guys that, you know, having executed in a similar system, you know, it takes away the projection to an extent. So I think that was a good thing, and that's kind of like a theme you see in all of this.
We were talking about Wandale Robinson before you came on, Teron, and I know that Robinson – primarily has been utilized as a slot receiver, but he did show last season after Malik Nabers went down with a season-ending injury that he can stretch the field a little bit. His yards per reception was up. His air yards per target was up. Do you anticipate the Titans using him more than just a slot receiver?
I think he'll be primarily a slot receiver. You still have Tim DK, who they got to get some snaps to, and I think he'll get some slot as well as over there at the Z position. So I think it's going to be a mixture, but in my opinion, he's going to be the slot guy. You look, 41% of his 185 receptions, you know, they went for first downs, and a lot of that was working from the slot. So keep that in mind.
You mentioned it, so I'm going to ask you this question. What are the Titans going to do at center? Tyler Linderbaum signed a gigantic deal with the Las Vegas Raiders earlier today. Connor McGovern off the market. Tyler Biadasz off the market. So who could be the next center for the Tennessee Titans?
Well, I mean, I've said this name a few times, and I think you look at Dylan Parham. He played the position now, albeit sparingly, right? He had two starts, as well as played in another game for the Raiders. But, you know, Carmen Basilio, the offensive line coach, you know, he was there with them. And just from what I've gathered, he's a guy that they feel could convert to center. Now, obviously, there might be some concerns, right, with it being a new position, whereas he played mostly guard, specifically left guard. But that is an option. You still have Jackson Slater on the roster, who is a second-year player that could be an option also. And he actually played center pretty well at times during training camp. So those are a couple options.
We'll talk with Teron Davenport. Now, Teron, we talked a lot about the Titans trading away Sweat. And, you know, however people want to sort of put things together, I think ultimately it was a fit. He didn't fit what they were doing. But then they go out and get a John Franklin Myers, who seemed to fit exactly what they want to do from that position. How do you think he will upgrade this defensive line?
Oh, he upgrades it tremendously, because there's no question about if the opposing offenses are going to pay for sliding protection to Jeffrey Simmons, and he's a guy that he's gonna beat one on ones, you know. So I think having somebody to kind of, you know, be a running mate, you know, a Robin to Jeffrey Simmons, Batman, I think is a really good thing. And he's a guy that's one of the better interior pass rushers. I mean, you look at the pressure rates. It's number one is Milton Williams at 12.4. You got Jeffrey Simmons right behind him at 12.0. Quinnen Williams at 11.9. And then guess who? John Franklin Myers at 11.8. So having that tandem pushing the pocket from the interior, it helps whatever they do on the outside, whether it's sticking with Jermaine Johnson or drafting, you know, a David Bailey, Ruben Bain Jr., whoever it may be. But it makes that D-line, that front, awfully more dangerous. And that's going to be something to allow you to get that pressure with four, you know, and drop the guys in coverage who, You know, they signed two DBs as well.
Now, they signed Delonte Taylor to a big three-year deal. Do you expect them to go out and get another cornerback, or do you think now he becomes cornerback number one?
No, I think he's cornerback number one, but they did also sign Cordell Flott, who was solid, you know, with the Jets, or excuse me, the Giants. I mean, I'm not talking about a shutdown guy, but he was solid for them. So I think you look at that, and between the two, you know, you got some pretty aggressive guys. I think they're good there. They have inside-outside versatility, as does Marcus Harris. So I think they're in good shape. And you got Michael Robinson there, you know, as a reserve that I think will make the roster as the number four corner. You know, so the secondary to me is solid.
Teron Davenport is with us. TD, let's talk about the budget here for a second. Let me know if I've got this right. Calvin Ridley has a $1 million roster bonus due later this month, and his salary is $20 million non-guaranteed. Do they have the budget to keep him if they want to? What do you think their thought is right now of what to do with him?
Yeah, I think they have the budget to keep him. And the last we spoke with Mike Borgonzi, he said that, you know, Ridley is in good shape. He's working his way back. And it's a situation that they're, you know, ongoingly taking a look at. But, I mean, look, this is year three of that four-year deal that he signed. You mentioned some of the numbers there as far as the salary is and the guaranteed money. I mean, they could release him, and if they did, it just kind of would further deepen their need for a receiver. Even though they went out and signed Wandale Robinson, you still, I think, need a starting Z. And I think Ridley and Chim Dike kind of fill that role, right? And I mean, if they release him, you save $13 million. So you do have that there, but at the same time, I don't think they're going to kind of the vibe I got was that they're not in a rush to release him, and they don't want to increase the need for a receiver.
I guess the way it's structured, Teron, when you say they could save $13 million, that if they need the $13 million, maybe you turn and cut him later. But if they can keep him around and they feel like he's progressing, maybe he stays. I guess the contract gives them some flexibility there.
Yeah, exactly. It does give them some flexibility. And I think, you know, when you look at it, you know, the saving is basically the same. It's so if you do a post-June 1st release, it saves you a bit more. You know, you're looking at around like $16-17 million. But, I mean, they have that flexibility to where if they want to do it later, they can, and they'll still come out on top, so to speak.
Another theme that I see here, and maybe you can help us, Teron, with the corners that they signed, but I see a theme of bringing it, and I've seen it happen a lot. The first guy I noticed doing it, I guess I was old enough at that point to start paying attention to these things, but Bill Parcells, when he retired from the Giants and then came back to the Patriots, he brought in some of his ex-Giant guys in there to sort of set the culture. I see that a lot with both players that Dable is clearly familiar with, and certainly what Robert Saleh is familiar with here. So that seems to be a theme of today.
Yeah, it is. And that's something I touched on initially. And you look at Daniel Bellinger, right? He's a guy that played in Dable's offense. You look at Wandale Robinson, excelled in Dable's offense. You look at Mitch Trubisky. They were together in 2021 with the Bills. You look at Franklin Myers. This is a guy that played for Robert Saleh. Then you look at Cordell Flott. He played for the Giants last year with Dable as the head coach. So a lot of this, at least the four guys that I initially mentioned, you're taking away some of the projection because like, I've already seen them in this offense, in this defense. I know what they could do in this. So you're not projecting. You're, okay, this is what we've seen before. So I think that's really something that made these moves to make a lot of sense. I mean, we'll see how everything comes together on paper, but for right now, it looks good for them.
I heard Robert Saleh say more than once, his vision of the backup quarterback is a guy that can come in and win a couple of games and also support the starter. That seems to be what they're looking for and what Mitch Trubisky has been the last few years. What does it mean for Will Levis in your mind?
Yeah, I think it means Will Levis is going to be with a new team. They're not going to keep three quarterbacks, right? And so I think when you look at that, I felt all along that Levis, you know, was going to be dealt. And I think the young man deserves an opportunity elsewhere, you know, and I hope he gets that. And we'll see what happens. I mean, you look at teams like the Rams, the Vikings, you know, I think they come to mind. I think even you look at a team like Arizona, that comes to mind also. I remember Marty Osafort was here when Levis was he had just left. Pardon me. He had just left when they drafted Levis. So you do have that. But at least, you know, that's a guy that if they want to have somebody in the future and waiting, you know, while Jacoby Brissett holds it down for the meantime, they could do that.
Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, has been our guest on D-Mace, Ving, and Adonik. He joins us every Monday and is fueled by Parman Energy. Visit ParmanEnergy.com, your one-stop petroleum solution. TD, great stuff as always. I know you're busy. We'll talk next week.
All right, for sure. Appreciate you. And, hey, check it out. Chicago's home of chicken and waffles. We've got a live episode of Talking with TD on this Wednesday, March 11th at 8 p.m., get there early. The kitchen closes at 9, but we'll be there a little bit after that. So definitely come on through. Check us out. We got MCD and A West, two local artists. They'll be performing, and we'll be talking shop. So come on through.
Check it out. Thanks, TD.
Yep. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
I think that's in our neck of the woods, Willie. That's on Gallatin Avenue in East Nashville.
Almost equidistant. Yeah, almost equidistant between the Vingen and Donick residences.
Yes.
And y'all live on the cool side of town, man.
Yes. Well, we might obviously. Have to meet
for lunch. We're our lunch is in our future, Adam, where we meet in the middle.
Yes. Obviously, we live on the cool part of town. Have you seen us, Derek Mason?
Six coolest dudes in town.
The coolest dudes in town.
No doubt.
Yes, 615. Stop laughing.
Y'all are killing it now.
Stop laughing. 615. I mean it. 615-737-1025. Let's get your reaction to what the Tennessee Titans have done so far today. 615-737-1025. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025 The Game.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.